Around the 1st of December, right after Thanksgiving, to on a daily basis, leading up to Christmas, I try to read the account of the Christmas story in the various places that it is found in the Word of God. Outside of that, there are a couple times in the year through our Bible reading schedule that we read over it in passing, but I think it's something that we ought to review regularly. Because it is the greatest story that's ever been told.
Amen.
It never gets old either, does it?
That's right, preacher.
And taking time to recall it, to remember it, to reflect upon it, gives us opportunity to remember what it's all about. It's not just Christmas, but it's about Christ and His entrance into this world and the gift that He came to give to us. And in the Christmas story, we come to understand that there were magi who presented unto Him gifts as well. Christmas is the season of giving. The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. And this time, just as all the rest of the times of the year, it is so important that we consider giving our gifts unto the Lord. And so you have opportunity to do that here this morning through the offering, and our men are here to assist us in that. We'll offer a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless what is received here today, and ask blessings upon your life for being faithful unto the Lord and giving those gifts unto Him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray Your blessings upon the offering this morning. We pray, Lord, that what is received would be used for Your honor and glory, that is, to further Your kingdom here upon the earth. Lord, when we consider that, we know that we have been commissioned and called to be ambassadors and witnesses for You, and so help us, Lord, to be faithful in sharing our faith and giving out the gospel message to those who are still in darkness. For you came to be a light to them that sat in darkness, we are told in the Word of God. And Lord, we pray that through our efforts here at Victory Baptist Church, that people will come to know you personally, and that the kingdom of God will be added unto. Lord, we pray that you'll bless the giver, that you'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon each and every one who is faithful in committing the tithe to thee, that is yours in the first place, and then giving offerings above and beyond. Thankful, Lord, that you lay upon our hearts to consider the less fortunate during times like this throughout the year, and that we've been so blessed that we are able to give for that cause. And Lord, I pray that it'll bring some hope and some cheer and some joy to some folks who otherwise would be without. And Lord, we pray that you'll accept our thanks for just continuing to meet the need for our ministry here, for allowing us to keep the doors open through offerings like these, and to pay the bills and just get the things done that we need to do. Give us wisdom, Lord, as we consider doing that. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.